If it is possible for you to do so, I would like for you to open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 5. Now, of course, those of you who listen, and we do have many precious friends who listen to us in their automobile radios, some traveling to and from work, others that just pick up the program by accident as they travel along the highways. We're so delighted to have you listening, and I know you cannot get your Bible and look with us at the Scriptures. But we do encourage you, if you can, look at the Scriptures with us. That's one thing that we make sure that we do on Sermon and Song, and that is that we follow the unadulterated, inspired, infallible Word of God. And we do not preach those things that we simply think is true. If I do that, I always tell you that that is what I think about it. But when I preach facts and say that this is true and this is right, then you can rest assured I'm getting it from the Word of God. Today I want to talk with you, Genesis chapter 5, and I'm only going to read one verse for sake of time, and that's the verse in chapter 5, verse 24. Chapter 5, verse 24. We have many people today who have asked me the question, and I'm sure hundreds of others have asked preachers by the dozens, how do you walk with God? You know, in my lifetime, I have met men that I thought actually walked with God day by day. Now, we don't meet too many of those in these days. But I remember, particularly as a child, how I loved the Lord and how I wanted to be around the men of God and how I would make a real effort to get as close as I possibly could to some outstanding, unusually good preacher, even my own pastor, and listen to what they had to say. And there are some men in my life that I consider walked with God. And he was foremost in their thinking all of the time. We need more of that. We need people who will think about God more than just on Sunday. We need people who will think about God more than just at revival time. People who will think more about God than just when they're in trouble and when things are not going well. And then they begin to pray and think about God. Well, it was not that way with Enoch. Enoch, here in chapter 5, we have the family of Seth, one of the sons of Noah, which of course all of the human race came from. All of the human race came from the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, because all of the rest of the people were destroyed in the flood. And here is the family line of Seth, and he gives that and keeps talking about this one living for so many years and dying, and that one living for so many years and then died, and another one lived for so many years and died. But then when he gets to verse 24, he says, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Now, he didn't say that he died. He said God took him as he was walking with God. Now, here is a man in all of this genealogy of the family of Seth that had sold himself out completely to God and walked with God night and day. And somewhere along the line, God said to Enoch, "Just come on and go on home with me." And he did not die. Now, that, of course, is not the rapture of the church. It's similar to the rapture of the church, but he was just taken out of the earth immediately, taken out, and his body changed to a glorified body immediately, and he went on to be with God where God is. And that's where all of the spirits of the godly are, around the throne of God today. Now, Enoch was a man that walked with God. Now, there are some reasons why we know that he walked with God, and we can learn from these verses and from the life of Enoch how that he walked with God. Maybe it'll help us to know better how to walk with God day by day. I'd sure like to know that. I sure try to learn from day to day and year to year how to better walk with God, how to give Him more of my attention, and how to listen more clearly to what He has for me to hear. And maybe we can learn some things from this. Do you have a desire to walk with God? Do you really have that desire? Our problem today in America, in our churches, and frankly in our Bible-believing churches, our problem is people who don't want to walk with God. It is not that they don't know how, it's that they just don't want to. They don't have any desire to. They're not interested in walking with God. They want to hold on to God just enough to get to heaven, and that's about all they care. I've heard it expressed, just so I get to heaven by the skin of my teeth. Well, my dear friend, that's no way to get to heaven. It'd be better than no other way, but that's no way to think about it. I doubt if anyone with that attitude would ever get to heaven. But we need men, women, boys, girls. My, how we need young people today who want to walk with God, would much rather walk with God than walk with the ways of the world that they're constantly involved in. Walk with their peers, walk with those who have unusual evil influence over them, rather than walking with God. Well, Enoch was a man that walked with God. He was a man like John the Baptist. John the Baptist, you'll remember, whenever they asked him if he was the Messiah, after he had come to announce the birth of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, they asked him if he was the Messiah over in John chapter 3 and verse 30. And he said, "He must increase, I must decrease. He must increase, I must decrease." You see, the closer we walk with God, the less we think of ourselves and the more we think of God. Now, let me say that again. Those who are spiritually mature, and you hear a lot of folks claiming to be spiritually mature, those who claim to be spiritually mature are sometimes so interested in everybody knowing that they are spiritually mature that they really lose their contact with God. If you're walking with God, you don't think much of yourself. There isn't much to you, and that's one of the basic ways that we walk with God. We give Him all of our attention, and we take none of the glory that might come from anything that we do because we're walking with Him. He must increase, but I must decrease. Now, that must have been the idea of Enoch here because he walked with God. And God liked his company so well until God took him on to heaven right then, raptured him right out without him having to die. Another thing about Enoch, he was totally unaware of all of the other surroundings. He just absolutely could not have walked with God and kept his mind on the surroundings. He couldn't have. You cannot walk with God, and it's very clear to me that you cannot walk with God and be the kind of Christian that God wants you to be if all of the time you are considering the circumstances around you. Now, let me say to you, with all love, God is bigger than any circumstance you may have. God is bigger than any circumstance. And if you're thinking about the circumstances, thinking about the position that you're in, the problems that you're having, then, my dear friend, you cannot walk with God because your mind is filled with the circumstances. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 26:3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is set on thee." Now, if you want the peace that comes with walking with God, then you'll have to keep your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ, not upon your hardship. You're going to have them. Not upon your pain, you're going to have that. Not upon your discouragement, you're going to have that. But keep your mind on Christ as you walk with him day by day. And then another thing, I do not believe that Enoch dictated or tried to dictate the course that they were taking. You know, a lot of Christians today, they say, God, I'll go and I'll do if you'll let me go this direction or that direction. God, I'll be a missionary if you'll let me go to a Latin American country. Or God, I'll be a missionary if you'll let me go to a place that is civilized and I'll not have to live in the jungles in a hut. And others will say, God, I'll do what you want me to do if you in turn will do so and so for me. But no, that wasn't the idea at all of Enoch. He was not dictating the course. He was simply walking with God. Wherever God went, he went. And he was not dictating the course. You see, you come down to a crossroads, and Enoch and God must have done so if he was actually physically walking with God on the earth. They had come to a parting of the paths, and Enoch didn't say, God, this is the smoothest road. God, this is the best way. This is the way we ought to go. He didn't say that. Just whichever fork God took in the road, he took. And you and I will be much happier when we are that way. Whenever we please men, or when our mind is constantly on the Lord, then we're going to go God's way. Your ways are better than my ways, Isaiah says, and your thoughts than my thoughts. And so let's not just choose our roads as we walk with God by what men tell us or what advice we can gain from other men or the road that looks the easiest to travel, but let's follow God. If God says go down the rugged road, let's go the rugged road. You say, well, preacher, that's an old-time philosophy. Well, it might be, but it's Bible. We must go the way God goes, or we will not be able to walk with him. Another thing that Enoch did not do, he did not determine the conversation. He did not tell Jesus what to talk about. He didn't tell him what to talk about. He was saying, speak, my Lord, and I'll be quick to answer thee, or I will listen to you. He didn't determine the conversation. And many folks today talk about walking with God. They do so much talking until God doesn't have much of an opportunity to talk to them, because they're always telling God what they're going to do and how they're going to do it and how it ought to be done. But you see, Enoch did not determine the conversation. He mostly listened to what God said. Another thing I believe about Enoch, he did not desire the company of anyone else, of others. In other words, when you're walking with God, company with others is so far inferior until you are not interested so much in the company of others. Now, I'm not saying that you can't walk with God as well as walk in the company of others. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that your desire is to walk in the company of God. And if you have a choice between walking with God or walking with people or man, then you make the right choice and walk with God. So many have left their fellowship with the Lord because they had rather walk with men. That's the case with all liberalism and modernism and all this business of going away from the Word of God. They like to do the things that men will be pleased with. Preachers preach sermons that men like rather than what God wants preached. And so Enoch, he walked with God and he desired the company of God and not the company of others. And of course the Bible tells us in Colossians 1:19, in him shall all fullness dwell. And then Paul tells us to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:8. And then in Philippians 1:23, he says, to depart is far better. It'd be better for me to walk on into heaven and be with God than to be upon this earth with men. Oh, Christian, don't get your roots so deep in this earth and in the business life and in the entertainment world and in the just general everyday living. Oh, there's so many fine things about it. Beautiful families and so many good things about it, and joy with your family and picnics with your family. Sure, those things are fine, but do not get your mind so wrapped up in that you forget all about that you're supposed to be walking with God. And then there's one other thing I'd like to mention. I believe that Enoch walked with God without delay. I believe he walked with God without delay. I don't think he hesitated a moment. I think when God walked, he walked. If God should stop, he stopped. I don't think he delayed a moment. When God started out, he went right with him. Now, that's what people are doing today. They're saying, well, when I get my house paid for, I get my kids through college, I get my debts paid up, and then I can spend more time walking with God than worrying about the things of this world. My friend, the first priority of your life is to walk with God and to do it without delay. Peter eventually came back after he had followed the Lord afar off, and he was not walking with him, he was walking behind him, but he finally came back. But the best way to do it is just go ahead and do it now. Right now, determine that you're going to walk with God in God's way, the way God wants you to walk with Him. Oh, how blessed it is to know His presence as you walk day by day in His fellowship. And if you're a true born-again child of God, how miserable it is when you don't walk with God. If you don't have misery walking the way of the world, then you're not a Christian, my friend. You need to get saved. And we'd encourage you to write, and we'll try to help you with literature to get saved and to know it. Pray for the ministry of Sermon and Song.